Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. My very special guest is Ava Moore. And Ava, I have a question for you. Is Bill Brockbrader your husband or something?
Or something. Yes, Vinny, I was actually there. Bill is my husband, and I was there.
You have to refresh me, like, entirely, and also kind of frame up for listeners who yes. have not been aware at all.
Yes, thank you very, very, very much. Bill came out January 2012, shortly after the NDAA was passed at Christmas, and this caused him great concern. He's had a very high up security clearance for a very long time and understands how the gameplay works at certain levels. In 2011, the NDAA was passed. January 2012, he decided he would go on a public level and did an interview with Carrie Cassidy and Project Camelot, where he talked about his background, the fact that he was a part of a adjacent SEAL team that went by the term the Nines. As of today, there is no official declaration of such a team, so it is impossible for him to prove. And if he ever tried to prove with data that he possesses, it would put him in violation of national security, and he could potentially end up in, you know, a hole, as some secret prison. So it put him in a very perplexing position. He did his best to bring forward information that he possessed that he felt was necessary, which was that the United States was at a asymmetrical war between the years of, you know, who knows, I'll say 94 to 98, that he was for sure involved in Afghanistan pre-9/11, which is kind of how he became in the current position he's in now, which is he diverted a second, they were double tapping, and he diverted a second missile. He was tasked to guide line of sight, a Tomahawk missile, in Afghanistan and Iraq, but this particular missile was in Afghanistan. And the second double strike, for the listener audience that doesn't understand, they send in one missile, they wait 5 minutes, and send in a second. And usually the second missile is what targets rescue aid workers. People rush in to recover, you know, dead or alive. And the second missile will target those rescue aid workers. Well, he had a crisis of conscience, and he diverted the second into a hillside, which created an international political event. And at this point, the United States could not charge him for this event, being that, they weren't publicly at war. And this was a covert war, asymmetrical war, and it was the precursor to 9/11. It was setting up potential damage to people that would leave them in a position of desperation. Of course, once he got back to U.S. soil, they had to find something to trump up on him, and they did. They used carnal knowledge of a minor, and this is very, you know, akin to Julian Assange type sexual, issue of defaming someone, destroying their character in a public way. Well, unfortunately for Bill, he had the great opportunity of growing up in a Mormon community, and from all intents and purposes, what is easily discerned is the intricate intertwining of the Mormon communities and the military-industrial complex. For all purposes, there's breeding programs, genetic programs that they can use the church's discernment and advise people to get married based on their genetic profiles. So there's a lot of, you know, the church ordains you two to be married kind of behavior. this is an asset for the military industrial complex, and it's used very closely in partnership. some of the transgressions that Bill was guilty of were commonplace in his community. And one of the things that most people need to be aware of is the incest rate in the Mormon communities. It's very high. Bill was, you know, in a position where he had a sister wife type arrangement, and this was then used against him at the most covert important time. And you know, I believe that that family that he was married into did get, you know, harassed, gang stalked, and pressured into going along, and probably also a financial payoff and the added benefit that all the sins could be lumped onto Bill. And he could be excommunicated out of the, defellowshipped out of the community, and, you know, they could wash their hands of any of the incest that had taken place. And I'm not suggesting this was Bill. I'm saying that this sister-wife, that kind of deal that Bill was involved in, had been abused from the age of six by family members. And to some extent, you know, being with Bill may have been a solace, is that she, you know, was now in a family unit. But, you know, those details are private. They weren't details that he publicly came out with at the beginning. He made it very cut and dry that he was charged with carnal knowledge of a minor and that it was consensual sex when he did his Carrie Cassidy interview. Since that day, his original interview with Carrie, he has, you know, come to a lot more understanding of the depth of programming that he has been involved in. And the basis for the majority of personnel is patriotic programming. And he very much just wanted his day in court, thinking that the United States Constitution was an act. And in fact, it is, you know, usurped. There is no, there is no bar associate, in my opinion, that is capable of producing justice in this world.
Well, I believe that's because they really lowered the bar, didn't they?
Yes, it's very low. It is very low, and it's scary. It's sad.
And you couldn't even limbo under that bar, yo.
Ugh, I watched this like slow motion. I was with Bill 2 weeks after his second interview with Carrie Cassidy. So he did a second interview with Carrie Cassidy, Bill Ryan, and David Wilcock. And within a week and a half of that interview, I was with Bill in Idaho. We were brought there by a member, an ex-Pentagon personnel, who, you know, offered Bill potentially some safe haven refuge. And I don't have the skill set to discern accurately, looking back, if that was the intention or if it was a setup. If I were to
were
ask
they
Bill,
telling you, were they telling you everything you wished that you could hear at that time so that they could gain your trust really instantly and get you into a situation where you're completely compromised and absolutely
yes,
within their power?
Absolutely. Yes.
Then it was a psychopath.
It was set up quite strategically. And see, I, being a newbie to this whole arena, had my heart set on the fact that Bill maybe was just experiencing a little bit of paranoia, and I didn't blame him. But sure enough, within you know, a week of me coming into a USB full of files that would help me in contract law, basically to help Bill, and being placed as power of attorney for Bill, everything in my immediate surrounding was destabilized systematically in a very playbook regard, which created confusion, because at that point I still very much believe these people were helping us. So it's been an interesting 2 years, Vinny. I was there when he did his interview with you, and I actually really liked that. I thought it was very well done. You know, and I've had the honor of watching this man go through the ups and downs of the last 2 years, which was his marriage dissolved. I liken his behavior to be that of being married to the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the oath that he swore, and I have been his mistress.
So when I asked if you were his wife or something, you were all something.
Well, we are married, but it took him going through his trial and watching his lawyer, Robin Fife, you know, throw him under the bus with you know, grace and a smile on her face to understand that the rule of law in the United States is not functioning. And there is no recourse for people who look to seek it through the justice system. So that was devastating for him. He, you know, literally went through a breakup with his Constitution Bill of Rights. It's not to say that it cannot be recreated in the spirit that it should be. It was a wake-up call, though, to have him come to terms with the fact of that is not in any way, shape, or form functioning the way that it should, which is a blessing. I mean, I guess in his words, he needed to see how badly it's gotten. Now he has the honor of going through the transition from the judicial process into the prison industry, which is, you know, human trafficking and profiting on the stock market. Interesting name, stock market. I would say the justice system is probably the most effective gang stalkers in partnership.
Well, yeah, because they have gangs that come after you with like semi-automatic weapons and stuff like that, and aerial drones.
Yeah, this is very true. This is very true. And there are people out here who are risking their livelihood, their life, and their comfort zone to get this truth out there.
Well, the Founding Fathers pledged three things. It was their life, their fortune, and their sacred honor.
Yeah. So we have work to do on this planet. We need everyone who is on this planet to come to terms with that reality and roll up their sleeves and dive in. People such as yourself who are doing a good job bringing truth forward and doing it in a way that is bite-sized and digestible. And I want to thank you, Vinny, for the work that you've done.
Let's think about this lawyer that threw a bill under the bus. His name is Fife, right? Was there some kind of giant that you find him at the top of some kind of corrupt beanstalk, you know? He's like a bit of a thief. His name's Fife and he's your foe and it's not fun.
Nice. Look at that. On the fly. Ba-dum-bum. Ching. Yes, and it was a she, which, you know, we really thought getting outside the old boys club, working with a newbie and a female might actually give us some leverage. Unfortunately, it did not. And at one point, I caught my right hand up in the air and my shoe had somehow managed its way off my foot and was about to be hurled at her head. Mock speed, I did grow up as a tomboy and I was a bat catcher and a shortstop. So I have quite the arm on me. And at one point, I almost hurled my shoe at her head a la George Bush. And that was a very interesting moment for me because I caught myself.
They could have used your arm in Iraq, Ava.
Yeah. Well, see, this is it. We're on this small planet and it's becoming smaller and smaller every day. And there are people who are doing damage control for money. And the damage control for money game seems to be never ending. And is only getting us deeper and deeper into quicksand. And the lines become more and more blurred. And right and wrong seem, you know, more justifiable based on excuses than truth. And I really am concerned that most people on this planet need to come to terms with this in a way that allows them to free themselves of the go-along, get-along mentality and step into their true power and whatever their divine purpose is and start playing that game rather than the 9-to-5 for tax.
Here's what the go-along-to-get-along mentality gets you. The Bill Brock Broder case. Somebody gets completely betrayed by his government and everybody looks on and goes back to work the next day.
Yeah, it's difficult. I have compassion. And, you know, like I was a complete stranger. I came from another country to get behind this man because I could see the primer. I could see the the holographics of what he was doing. He was bringing forward through the event horizon multiple streams of consciousness that were tied to macro systems, the military-industrial complex, the black projects, the space programs, black technology, Mormonism.
It's like the government's secret projects are like Pandora's box, and basically Bill was in there with a fracking crowbar, forcing that box open so we could all see what's inside it.
Yes. Bless him. Bless him. And, you know, he has been sentenced to be in a prison. And the prison that he's currently in is SeaTac. It's in Seattle, Washington. And it was just his 41st birthday on October 22nd, and I will ask your listening audience if they wouldn't mind writing him and wishing him a very happy birthday and giving him some true currency, which is love and support. That is the true currency of our souls. That is the true currency of this planet, is love and support and attention in gratitude.
What address do people write to, Ava?
Should I give it to you or read it or both?
I reckon, both would be a good idea because that way I can put it on the archives as well. So that the people going to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com archives can actually see the address, so you can actually send Bill a letter of love. Not too loving, by the way. The married man here.
Aww.
And what about books?
Yes, books have he has a photographic memory, so he reads quite quickly, and they have a great impact on his happiness. So yes, books, they do have to come from either the publisher or Amazon. They cannot come from people directly because of, you know, the suspect of what might also be in those books. So they have to come from a reputable source.
There's a reason why they call prison guards screws, because they're wound very tight.
I have to give a shout out to the people at the SeaTac prison. They just went through their federal furlough, and I want to say that for the most part, these people are just doing a job and are also very aware of the corruption and how far up it goes. And so I want to say thank you to the prison. They do need to make some changes, and that is to allow the inmates who have been sentenced there. It is a holding facility for the most part, but there are a few prisoners who are sentenced to serve their entirety there, and they do not allow them sunlight, which is a huge human rights issue. They need their vitamin D. This is huge. And that prison, I don't think the current administrating warden is responsible for that, but
let's think about this. Oh my God, we've got all these dangerous government prisoners. What's the most important thing we can take away from them? The sun! Frick you! Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
On December 16th, 1961, the world turned upside down, then inside out, and I was born screaming in America. It was the tail end of the American dream, just before we lost our innocence irrevocably, when the TV eye brought the horror of our lives into our homes for all to see. I was told when I grew up I could be anything I wanted. A fireman, a policeman, a doctor, even president, it seemed. And for the first time in the history of mankind, something new called an astronaut. But like many kids growing up on a steady diet of Westerns, I always wanted to be the cowboy hero. That lone voice in the wilderness, fighting corruption and evil wherever I found it, and standing for freedom, truth, and justice. And in my heart of hearts, I still track the remnants of that dream wherever I go in my never-ending ride into the setting sun.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My very special guest is Ava Moore, and I was listening to the ad over the previous break. And it's got those recordings of those police officers going, you know, if you do not disperse, we may use police action or sound weapons on you or something. And I was just thinking about, you know, maybe you have like a Corexit at 9500 megaphone, you know, cruise on down to the Gulf Coast.
Ouch.
And just say something like this.
This is Corexit at 9500. If you do not disperse, you may be and or subject to other police action. This is Corrects at 9500. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
That is something very serious. Correction is not fun.
Yeah, exactly. And so the oil might be scared enough by the critics at 9500 megaphone to disperse.
Yeah, what can be done other than perhaps an arc plasma reactor, you know, to reconstitute things back to their basic molecular structure? Short of that, I'm not sure what is going to happen.
It's one of those problems just like Fukushima, right?
Uh-huh, exactly.
And somebody showed me a photo of the Fukushima radiation plumes in the Pacific Ocean. It, like, covers virtually the entire Pacific Ocean, washing up on the coasts of New Zealand and everything. And then Sarah was like, oh, my God, that's so scary that we can't eat anything out of the Pacific Ocean. I said, yes, but if you also then have another picture of all the Corex at 9500 contamination and all the oil and stuff like that that's sitting on the Gulf Coast floor, and you do a plume satellite imagery of that, I'm sure it'll probably cover most of the North Atlantic as well.
Well, don't forget, too, they did use Corexin over a decade ago up in with the spill involving XL Valdez in the Arctic. So that area never recovered.
Apparently none of those workers survived either.
Exactly. Which is why there should never have been any use of it along the Gulf.
They used it in New Zealand. We had
I did not know that.
Yeah, we had a big container ship called the Rena. It was registered in Lithuania. It's really good and funny trick about the shipping industry. If you register your ship in certain places, they have lax safety regulations. So if you've got a really old, crappy ship that you've got to still make money off of and you can't afford to repair, you register in a place like Lithuania, which is notorious for having the most lax safety procedures, and then they wind up crashing it off the coast of one of our beach cities kind of thing called Tauranga, and they sprayed Corexit at 9500 on it, like, in the opening, like, a couple of hours, you know. They're flying and these things all of a sudden, just, oh, my God. Uh-huh. And then they just stopped because it wasn't dispersed in nothing, because it was fuel oil, you know, that really sticky, toffee-type tar oil. Mm-hmm. Can't be dispersed mm-hmm. by Corexit no matter how hard you try.
Yeah, this is it. You know, it's going to take all of the people on this planet working together, getting past being right. And that was the hard part, is a lot of people, when they wake up, they have, like, they go through their natural cycle of grief, which is anger. And it's okay to be angry. I just always want to encourage people to stay focused on moving through anger, because it's important to go through that, but to get to being effective, and always asking yourself, what does effective look like? And, you know, it's easy to stay angry, and it's easy to stay in almost like a rebellious teenage mindset where you're just, like, complaining about everything. And I have compassion for people that are there. The thing is, though, a lot of times our original idea of who to complain about is coerced through media manipulation, and it's actually not effective. So this is where the alternative media becomes so valuable to protect and support people like Vinny, and that means financially, but also you know, by being discerning and diligent and supporting the truth above all,
holding us to account as well,
and this planet and the earth, you know, that otherwise what we have no home. And until, you know, Ralph Ring comes out with all of his spaceships and our consciousness gets to a place where we can actually use and interface with this technology, we're kind of stuck here. So we probably want to start taking some action and getting out of the 9-to-5 paradigm of, you know, fancy cars and sexy shoes and, you know, lavish lifestyles, and living that mindlessness is not going to help the next generation. I mean, the United States is $17 trillion. They went up $4 trillion. What was it? In like 4 days, $1 trillion? After the budget was signed with no cap? It's like, what do people not understand? That's future generations being written into slavery, debt slavery. Unless, you know, this whole system is reset, this is servitude. This is slavery. And This is serious. This is so out of control. It's going to take all of us getting together and being willing to stop the madness. And
The convenient thing is, because it's a very eclectic group of problems that we're dealing with,
yes.
Everybody can tackle one problem, you know, and all the problems will get solved. And that's the thing. One person does make the difference in every particular industry or strain of scumbaggery, you know. Julian Assange accomplished a lot. And here in New Zealand, Kim.com has accomplished a lot. Various members of the Truth Movement radio community, David Icke and Jack Blood, they've accomplished a lot over their time. They're all just doing their part.
Yep.
And that's not the problem. The problem isn't the people doing their part. The problem is a lot of the people who sit and passively spectate.
Yes, on the sidelines.
This is not a ball game where some figurative...
Not here to entertain, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm here to entertain, I don't know about you. The ball game that is being played here, whichever side wins, whichever side you're supporting, there are actual direct consequences for it, okay? Rather than just some kind of a score on the scoreboard. It's not like, oh, New World Order wins, we lose, okay, I'll just go back home and eat some Doritos off the couch and watch some cable TV. No, it's not going to happen like that. They're going to take your home off you. They're probably going to exterminate you with some kind of a bioweapon or force you to take vaccines or something like that.
Yeah,
so you get
I
some kind of designer
orphan. Yeah, your vaccine show you did last week or the week before was awesome. I props to you. Same with Morgellon. Same, you know, there's all kinds of things that are going on. I want to take a minute, though, before we run out of time, and I want to give the address for everyone out there that doesn't know how to help. Writing a letter, taking the time to write a letter, no matter where you are on this planet. I mean, in all honesty, international mail makes a huge impact for Bill's quality of life. It lets the system know that people are still holding them accountable. They are still having and holding Bill in their mind's eye, and this helps. So everyone out there, please take the time. Even if you don't know, that's the biggest question. What do I say to him, Eva? I don't know what I should say. Say whatever you want. You know, you don't have to use your name. You can use someone else's name. You can use someone else's address. Just make sure you put on a return address and a name on the envelope and just send him some love. Tell him that you are grateful for the sacrifices he's made and that you appreciate the fact that he made truth more important than anything else. This goes a long way. And like I said, this is the true currency of this planet and of this holographic group. Interaction framework reality. The address is William Newell Brock Brader. His inmate number is 14664-023. He is located at Frank Delta Charlie, so FDC SeaTac Prison, which is a federal detention center. So that's what you put. You put his name, his inmate number, then you put FDC SeaTac, Federal Detention Center, underneath that. And it's P.O. Box 13900, Seattle, Washington, 98198, United States of America. and they won't let you send anything other than, you know, mail. You can print off pictures. You can send. He wants to see pictures. He would love to see your face so he can connect and sync on a telepathic level. Some people aren't comfortable with that. That's fine. Send him some funny comics. Send him something that will make his spirit rise, because right now he's being denied vitamin D, and this is, you know, an issue, and he needs some life force assistance. This is like man down time. So, you know, not only was it his birthday, but just being able to read the energy off of the paper is very empowering for him. The other thing I want to talk about is my very good friend Nancy Hopkins has written a book, and she's dedicated one third of the proceeds to this book to Bill himself. Not to me, to Bill. The book is called Cosmic Reality. She's just published it. She's doing some alterations on it. She goes into the ties between the shooting of John F. Kennedy, the movements that were happening, and you know, some of her ties to the NSA and black projects, remote viewers, etc. It's a great book, Cosmic Reality. I'll get the link to you, Vinny. And her name is Nancy Hopkins. So please, if you're interested in doing something and you don't know how to help, get this book and empower yourself. Learn about the game gameplay that goes on at this top echelon level internationally, you'll be helping Bill. And you'll be educating yourself, which is what we need, is people taking the time to really see how deep this rabbit hole goes and start to learn discernment, start to learn empowerment, and be inspired by Bill. I know that's kind of a hard thing to get your head wrapped around because he's in jail, but I will tell you, it is an honor. It has not been an easy 2 years for me. I basically spent 4 months with him under duress. He kept me at an arm's reach distance in all facets, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, romantically. He had mixed feelings about whether or not, number one, he could trust me, and number two, if he was willing to allow me to go through what I was about to go through, because it's not easy. And it has been an absolute honor. The man is a genius. He has definite, very high security clearance understanding. He has a lot to offer this world, and I will ask everyone out there to set the intention of seeing in their mind's eye him come a day where he is able to roam free on this world, and is seen for the truth, nothing more. He doesn't want to be a leader. He just wants to be seen for the truth that he brought forward. He wants, you know, some kind of reconciliation in the fact that he is bringing truth forward for everyone's best intention and good.
I was also contemplating during the last break how you were thanking me for letting you come on and tell Bill's story, and I'm just like, I almost feel guilty that you're thanking me, like almost how dare you kind of thing. I'm not in jail. I haven't had all my freedoms taken away from me. I haven't had all my my family and my entire life itself and all those that are closest to me destroyed in the process. I haven't had anything like that. Please don't thank me for just doing what I should be doing.
Well, you know, you're holding space, and that's important. It's important for there to be a place in the consciousness for truth to come forward, and that's what I see you doing. And I think that, you know, the fact that you have an international reach is affecting a large quantity of consciousness. Yesterday evening, I was talking to a man who's an inventor, and he was talking about, what was his name? Oh, goodness, I'm going to have a blackout. This gentleman who was writing, he understood that the CIA had taken control of technology that would allow them to remote view or forward view the future and the timelines and the impacts of things that were coming down the pipe, and how they allowed for certain things to happen and to capitalize off of them, disaster capitalize and gameplay, strategic capitalizing. And he was talking about the fact that you know, one man got on and started a blog that he was rolling out this information. And just the sheer fact that he was disseminating this information allowed for enough of a consciousness demographic to say no to these things happening in their intentions. And in that intention, it changed the outcome. So people like yourself are very important. And it's also important that people like yourself are supported, and I'll be honest, myself, because I'm here doing the best I can to hold space for truth for this man, and I hold the role of an observer. I'm observing, and we all know in particle physics, the observer affects what's being observed, and so that's very key in just being an observer and watching truth come up and marking it in the consciousness. That's huge. It makes a difference, and having, you know, alternative media hold space for people to come forward is valuable for this world to change and transform into a one that is much more in alignment with who we are now. And that's the problem, is that the consciousness has been stifled. It has been capped, and that fire hose is still downloading consciousness. And there's this blockade of like what is coming in and what is being allowed to disseminate on this planet. And you know, that creates kind of tension. So
that's
thank
right.
you.
We're like truth movement pimps. We disseminate the hose of consciousness. We'll be right back after the break.
Wow. Symphonies would show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The show that's all about being a mafioso and telling the stories that the big bangster elite scumbaggery motherfuckers don't want you to tell. And my very special guest is Ava Moore, the wife and mistress of Bill Brock Brady, who's in prison right now. And it's his 41st birthday, indeed. Very soon, recently, anyway. And we have a very nice, very, very nice happy birthday song to play for him. Hold up. Roll that check.
We could play the song right now if you like, guys. Is it not working? Oh, there we go.
With love as all the care.
yeah. My man, Mikhail Pierce, on the flamenco guitar there. Yeah, we wrote that on his birthday. And we figured that it's way better than the other happy birthday song, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, that is like soul, like to the core. Thank you for playing that. That was beautiful and sharing that, Vinny. You're a very talented man.
Well, thank you. you know, what you do means a lot to a lot of people, you know, because they all interpret it as thinking it was about them, you know. And I don't know about you, but when it's my birthday, I like to be kind of God for a day. You know, everybody got to make me some frickin' eggs Benedict, got to get me beer, you know, presents and so on and so forth. It'd be nice, you know, just a nice day where I don't have to be the subject to anybody else's whims. Everybody is subject to mine. And unfortunately for Bill, he's still at the subject of other people's whims. And so I hope he remembers and keeps his sanity and keeps his hope by remembering those days when he was young and free and nothing stood in his way.
Mm. Well, I can tell you that the birthday, his birthday was on the 22nd, so last week, and there has already started coming in letters and postcards and books and stuff, so it's helped him immensely. I want everyone listening to not underestimate just sending a letter, what that does. And this is somebody who works on a different way. He has understandings of how to affect, as many people do on this planet, I'm just learning, but just sending a letter will do so much for his morale. And I don't want anyone out there, I want them to understand how important it is to please, if you're listening, take the time and write him. And then also, I got the website for this book, Cosmic Reality. It's actually two books in one. And the second book has a great portion dedicated to Bill. She actually writes about Bill and the connection that she has on a telepathic level with him. She did work for the NSA. She was involved with remote viewers. So it's an interesting read, to say the least. And the book is called Cosmic Reality. And the website, for everyone, one-third of the proceeds are going to Bill. Not me, to Bill. The website is http://21c-online.com/cosmicreality-1.html. And if you want to Google it, it's just Cosmic Reality and then put Kennedy in and it should pop up. And yeah, it's two books in one. I just got it last night, so I'm just starting. Bill, however, has, I think, finished it today. And so tonight we get to visit. We visit 4 days a week for 2 hours. I'm allowed to go and see him now. I get to hug him, kiss him, and hold his hands for 2 hours face-to-face, no distractions. We get to talk. And it's been amazing. He's like a dog with a bone right now. He's been watching the financial.
Speaking of which, they don't do conjugal visits at this facility, do they?
No, they don't. We get to hug and kiss, and it's almost like, I tease him. I say, I think on some level there's some subconscious program that's still operating, some Mormon programming, because it's very like chaperone dating. It's bizarre. So I tease him.
Apparently, ancient regimes used to threaten women if their men weren't playing ball or whatever. They'd threaten the women and tell them not to have sex with their men as a way to frustrate and debilitate the men.
Yeah. So I'm not very good at the whole astral realm. I haven't learned how to do all that stuff. And, you know, he's very patient. He's encouraging me to learn other things, but I'm still a noob. So I'm learning. And, you know, he's not easy to keep up with. Let's just say that he has an efficacy of stamina that they trained into him. I mean, that's part of Hell Week, and the whole reason why Navy SEALs go through Hell Week is to break them of their connections to this dimension and allow for their subconscious to reach another plane where they're unstoppable. They don't have any sense of time, so they'll just do whatever it takes for as long as it takes until the job's done. So they kind of created their own enemy. I, for one, am not that skilled. And that was a recent conversation we had, is that, you know, I'm a yoga mom who worked as a naturopathic doctor assistant. I care about the planet, the earth, and supporting the unfolding of consciousness and truth. And I do not have, you know, agency skill sets. I don't have that kind of training. I just come forward as a civilian, and I hope to inspire others to do whatever it takes to get behind people who are coming forward. In my opinion, Bill tried to do what Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning did. He did it 14, 15 years ago when there was no social media. This man has sustained for 15 years until a time where social media and consciousness was at a place where he could bring his truth forward. We really need to get behind these people, you know, and understand that if we allow things to happen to one person, we allow it to happen to all. And it needs to be of the utmost priority that Guantanamo Bay is closed.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They're just using that as a torture MK Ultra facility, aren't they? Ava Moore, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you again sometime. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Godspeed, Bill.
Thank you.